hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, special edition of the big show. So we've gotten off the cruise ship with the dive god Neil Watson, Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. We got Captain Walt DeMartini. We've hopped off the boat onto the island of Bimini in the Bahamas. And we're hanging out, not just with amazing company like I just described, but on one of my favorite islands on the entire planet, and that is Bimini, where Mr. Neil Watson pretty much started diving on this beautiful island. How you doing there, Neil?
Absolutely fantastic, man. Now this is one of my favorite islands. This is my favorite island. This is home.
Yes.
Last year was our 50th year of being in business here. Of course, I started in Freeport 10 years before that. 65 I started my first dive operation, but then I came to Bimini in 75 and fell in love with it and still here.
You know what's amazing when you come off the boat, whether you're coming via cruise or one of the seaplanes or the fast ferry over to the island of Bimini, you rent a golf cart, maybe $100 for the day, if that, and you just cruise around the island on a golf cart, stop off, get some conch salad. But if you're hanging with someone like the dive god Neil Watson, you're literally cruising around with royalty, because everywhere you go, not even 100 yards down the road, Neil, how you doing? It's like Norm at Cheers. But it's the entire island when I'm hanging with you, Neil. I mean, you ever get used to that or what?
I love it. You know what? I've also had a home in Fort Lauderdale for over 35 years. I have 10 times more friends on this little island, 700 feet wide, than I've accumulated in Fort Lauderdale.
So, yes. Well, it's family. Yeah, I mean, Neil is definitely looked very highly here in the island, and it's a small family kind of vibe here on the island, but they're super friendly. Doesn't matter if you're someone famous to them, like the dive god, but like one of the people in our group, Jeanette, she was lagging up behind the group, and they just picked you up in a cab and brought you this way, right?
They really did. Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think they trusted me walking on the streets.
But. Yes, well, yeah, they're like, you're going to mess it up for us locals, so let's get her off the street. Yes, there you go.
And then they picked us up in one of our boats at Resorts World to bring us down to the dive shop. And I'm looking overboard. I could never get my pool as clear as the water.
Oh, I'm so
here.
Unbelievable
I've been
today.
All over the world, and certainly all over the Caribbean, I've never found a place with as clear water as Bimini. I mean, you have the Gulf Stream less than a mile offshore, so every time you get a tide change, it draws in all of that crystal clear water.
It's nature's toilet bowl. It flushes through. That's not really a great way to describe it, but
pool filter.
Yes, we'll go with that.
Pool filter, whatever.
But you get that constant flow of the Gulf Stream that keeps flushing things out, and the visibility is consistently way, way better than what we get on the east coast of Florida. And today, it's perfect conditions. I mean, Captain Slate's going to go do the Hammerhead shark dive here with Neil Jr., which we're going to kind of rope him here in just a bit. But you're looking forward to that, right? Yeah, and I mean, the conditions are just spectacular. I thought it'd be a little bit cool, but I mean, it's nice. The seas are flat calm.
He'll get a two for one, because we get Joker the Tiger shark right. Net on about 90% of the dives.
So. Yeah, yeah. Last time we came a couple years ago, it was rare for them to have a tiger shark and a great hammerhead at the same time. And we lucked out. Joker, they call the one that hangs out here in Bimini. And sure enough, Joker showed up about halfway through our dive, and I got some amazing footage of these 12-foot hammerhead sharks. And Joker, which was like at least 10-foot in his own right, big old tiger shark, and everybody's like, woo, 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 underwater. It was pretty sweet video and quite an experience. I got Brittany the Aqua Gypsy with me here, too. And, I mean, do you feel like this is your home away from home, Brittany? Because you've been over in Bimini quite a bit, too.
Yeah, I truly feel like this is my second home. When I got here, I'm like, everybody says hello, and it's so good to jump over on the high road and get some Nate's bread and go to the End of the World bar.
Yeah, we already hit the End of the World, which is the oldest bar here in Bimini, sand floor. They did a scene outside of End of the World for Silence of the Lambs. Right. The last scene with it where he picks up the payphone, it was shot right outside of the End of the World Saloon. But that place is amazing. It's, you know, they have the ring game you got to do there.
Sand floor.
It's actually covered up by AstroTurf. We just walked in there. They covered
it. Kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still sand underneath the AstroTurf, but I guess they did that to kind of clean it up.
It used to be all underwear on the ceiling.
Yes, back in the day.
I guess they finally came up with a code or something and made them take it down.
Yeah, that they ruined it a little bit in that regard. But it still has some pretty cool island charm to it.
The fleas are still there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And maybe the crabs. I don't know. But that was probably an underwear thing. I don't know. Yeah, but they used to come in back in the day, the sailors, before they had docks. The rumor is that they'd get off their boat, they'd swim into shore, they'd be soaking wet, they'd take off their drawers, hang them from the rafters of the bar, and grab someone else's dry drawers, put them on, and that's how this tradition or thing here at the End of the World started. And it became a huge tourist thing. And I've had many of a lost weekend there at the End of the World. That was a required stop here when you're on the island of Bimini. And it's still something you should see. It's a cool thing. You go in there, and we already had a click because it's click o'clock, it might be 10 a.m. American time or U.S. time. But
actually, the End of the World, when Neil and his brother were like 4 and 5 years old, My wife went on a vacation and wanted to get off the island, and I said, I'll take care of them. You know, I had my brother come over to help. So my wife got back and said, how did it go? I said, it was great. We had a good time. So a couple of days later, we were going down to meet somebody coming in on Chalk Seaplane, which was just past the End of the World. And as we're walking past the End of the World, little Leo says, Dad, let's go in the sandbox bar. Because we'd been spending every day in the bar. They were playing the dirt on the floor.
Right.
My brother and I'd be sitting there drinking.
So, and you're selling it to the missus like, oh, yeah, I just had them in the sandbox. Yeah, that's all it was. They were having fun in the sandbox.
Yeah.
And she had no idea until she wised up. And that was wife number one out of four.
That was three.
Okay. Well, we lost count. It doesn't matter. But yeah, they turned out pretty good despite all those parenting issues that could have been a thing. But yeah, Junior is running the operation here in Bimini. We're hanging out at the new dive shop right out here on the water, and they built
a bad view.
Yeah, the view is spectacular. But you got everything right here. How many boats is he running now? You figure?
Over
one of them
15.
Is Slate's old boat, right?
Yeah, one is Slate's old boat that we bought a few years ago.
But how many? You said in the teens?
Over 15, yeah.
Wow. See, so Neil has definitely kicked it up a notch.
We also have the concession for MSC Cruises at their private resort.
Yeah, the private island thing.
We've got Disney concession off of Eleuthera, and we have the Perfect Day at Coco Cay. Up off Harbor Island.
Yeah, and it's all connected. The main dive shop's connected to the Big Game Club property, which is smack dab in the center of town here, Allistown in Bimini. So you need to come here. And a lot of history here. Matter of fact, Big Game Club, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote the I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah, Cottage 3. Yeah. And originally this was owned by Bacardi Rum. When I first came here 50 years ago, Bacardi Rum, and this was the place. This was the only upscale place on the island.
Yes, that's not the case now. There's a few other options, but this is still the one you got to come check off the list. You got to hit them all. Right, we got Big Mike's Kong Salad we're going to go to. We'll probably end up at End of the World at some point, knowing this group. And much, much more on this special edition of The Big Show today. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.